says, what's the smichas of parasha between the two parashas? Kedarka, he finds Rimozim in different yonim, and he says that B'chukoisai comes right after a parasha of Avodah Zorah and a parasha of Shabbos. In other words, the yonim of Shabbos that are mentioned in Behar are the chibur to Choy. So Avodah Zorah, I guess, B'chukoisai for Avodah Zorah, one would assume to mean but why would Shabbos be considered a choy? Before also in Behar it says Vasisim es chukoisav es mishpata kishmeru Vasisim oisam. So if you refer back to the psukim beforehand, one would assume that mishpatim are the nyonim of knias asada, and the immediately preceding it is chisimku memkal amisecha ikonim yad amisecha, which is behedid in imamnis, and that is referring to mishpatim, and the chukoisav is referring to the Shnas HaShviyas, which is a Shabbos Tag Inyan. So, Al Kaponim, the Inyan of Shabbos and Shviyas are considered Choyk. They're not the classical Choyk. I mean, classical Choyk is Paraduma. Shabbos has some sort of time for it. Most people, the later people who are Mesada, different types of mitzvahs, who organize the mitzvahs differently, tend to give three Agdaras. There's Choyk, Mishpat, and Eidus. Eidus is something which has a reason that's very, the reason is understandable, even though the mitzvah itself is not fundamentally necessary. For instance, mishpat would be like stealing, choik would be like paraduma, and Shabbos would be like edus. Shabbos is there as a testimony to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch created the world. So it has some sort of logical pattern to it, but it's not quite a mishpat in the sense that gnev is. But in the psukim, it's mashu, it's going back to Shabbos. And it needs to be understood in what context would Shabbos be the choyk of the Bria. Another place where it says almost in Furish that Shabbos is the choyk of the Bria, where Shabbos is choyk. The pasuk in Beshalach says that when Kaisel came to Mara, it says Kisham somloi choyk mishpat. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a choyk and a mishpat over there. He gave Klal Yisrael a miktas, he was Megal to Klal Yisrael, miktas of the Chukim Mishpatim. So Rashi has Dinim as Mishpatim, Paradum and Shabbos as the Choyk. The Mechilta on it says, very different, Mechilta says Choyk is Shabbos, and you see it later in context where it says by the Mon, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kasha Tzivcha Hashem, so it's clear it's going back to what it says before. And secondly, he says, as far as Mishpat goes, it's Kibur Aveid. So the Mechilta gives the clear two mitzvahs, that one is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a Hakdoma to Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked a Choyk and a Mishpat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos as a Choyk and Kibur Aveid as a Mishpat. So here we have, it's not just examples, like Rashi says, Kigoyin, they're very specific. And we have to understand why these two are the Shoshim of Choyk and Mishpat. Besides having to understand the reasons why it's Choyk and Mishpat, there's another Nekuda that has to be Nisbayah. When people give different Hagdoras for different types of mitzvahs, As long as the Hagdara fits the mitzvahs, it's not wrong. If there are different types of mitzvahs, one could say there's indoor mitzvahs and outdoor mitzvahs. There are. There's it's nothing wrong that you can go through the mitzvahs and divide. Some of them can be done indoors, some of them have to be done outdoors, some can be done both. I guess it's convenient if you're writing a sefer for people in the outdoors and for people in the indoors. It's a technically correct Hagdara, but it's not a be'etzendik hagdorah. Essays and lois essays are both. It's a convenient way to divide it up. There are nafkiminis and halacha between essays and lois essays, how much a person is supposed to give to the meis and nefesh. And in the sheirish and yana, there's a big difference between anoichi and loyia, which is the sheirish of essays and lois essays, the sheirish of av and yira. Those hagdorahs of esei and loisa esei are hagdaris that go to the core of the mitzvahs. That is a hagdara that is correct mitzvah. The techner mitzvahs, it's a correct hagdara of two types of mitzvahs. Choykem mishpat, l'chura, I mean, it's not l'maynaf gemina mitzad the teichin. Fine, there's choykem, there's mishpat, there's some mitzvahs that are easy to understand, some mitzvahs are hard to understand, some mitzvahs kalas and chamuras. But here it says very strongly that when before they came to Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him a hakdama to Torah, that's what the parasha is. And as hakdama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to taste one of each mitzvah, he gave him a choyk and a mishpat. So obviously, it doesn't say an essay and lo sase, it says a choyk and a mishpat. So obviously, a choyk and a mishpat are the fundamental classification of different mitzvahs of Torah. And yesh bezeh mashem bezeh, yesh bezeh mashem bezeh, and both of them have to be in Zgala. And that's something that we have to understand. And Bechlal, that Chazal, the Chazal says there's Kibbur Av and there's Shabbos. Kibbur Av seems to be very much the mitzvah that Umos Olam understood. Of all the mitzvahs, of all the religious mitzvahs, as opposed to something like stealing and so on, which is a mishpat in a very fundamental way, Kibbur Av Ve'Eim seems to be the one associated with Umos Olam. It says Esav's Kibbur Av Ve'Eim put everybody to shame. It says that Nesina B'Domo, the one that's right. Kibbur Av Ve'Eim seems of all those mitzvahs that are a little more, I don't call them religious for a better word, that's the makom Umos Olam have an achizah. And we have to understand the difference, the fundamentals of Chayki Mishpat, because they are fundamentally two Chalakim of Torah. Another Maimah Chazal over here that is interesting. It's over here in Medrash, and it also appears in Chazal in Mishpatim. Over there, it's a little bit more Barichas. Amar Rav Elazar. It's going on Imbuch Koseh Telechu, and it's a takeoff on the Inyan of Mitzvahs. Amar Rav Elazar. Ben Noyek Shabaylam Melech Basav Dam Goizek Zera Im Ratzal Kaimer Harei Mekaimer. That the Noyeg is that a king is Geizek Zeris, and if he wants, he's Mekaimet. Vim Lav, Soif Shem Mekaimel De Acherim. And if not, he gets someone else to do it. So if a king orders, he wants a building to be built, he can take a personal interest and get involved in it, or he can delegate and give somebody else. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einokei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Geizek Zera Hu Mekaimet Tchila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizek Zera. He's the first one to do it. It's going back. Ani hu shekiyamti mitzvahs amid zokin tchila. So he's going back to Avram, where it says that Avram was Yoishe Beschoyel, Hashem was Nitzavolov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Omer Olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first one to be Mahadat Nezok, to stand up for a Zokin. The other place where this is brought down, it's in the other Medrash, it's more Meirich. And over there, the mitzvah that's dealt with is the mitzvah of Shabbos. It says that a min asked, I think it was a rekiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mekayim Shabbos because it causes it to rain, and he told him a teretz of the halacha, so to speak, of why the rain is not, and the mon yes. He goes through a whole series of hilchos Shabbos tikkun yonim, and the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps over there Shabbos. Of all the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps, so first of all, Bechlau, we have to understand this Chazal. What are Chazal saying? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meticulous about the mitzvahs. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs, and he did it first? I mean, Mela, if it's something that's difficult, for instance, a Melech Basav Adam, he orders everybody to schlep a heavy rack, and everybody says, well, that's hypocritical, you're sitting back doing nothing, and the Melech himself schleps a rack. So we understand that it's a very, very important gesture. A general is leading his troops into battle, he can sit back and bark orders from a safe bunker, or he can go out and stand in the front. So we say it's very brave of him if he goes up front, and he does it, and he charges first. It shows a lot. Fine. But I mean, but by Kadosh Baruch Hu, what Shayach, he does it first. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu is different than Melech Bosadam. Melech Bosadam is fine, it's very hard to stop rats. But what's like Kadosh Baruch Hu standing in front of himself? What are Chazal trying to say about it? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the mitzvahs first? What's the shayosh of it? One more area of Chayav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyen says, when he speaks of Chuk HaMishpatim, he says Chuk Chayav HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Nyanei Shemayim, like Chuk HaShemayim, Varasai Samti, over there we're talking about Chuk Sayim V'Layla, over there we're talking about the Chukas of day and night, we're talking about more heavenly things. And Mishpat refers to earthly things more. Like it says, Melech Mishpat Yamid Oretz, Mishpat pertains to this, to Oretz. I like to understand it. I mean, Manashach Mitzvah is always Shemayim, so on, but that's the Mekudah we want to understand. There's a Goyen, when the Goyen is Masbid, the Inyanim of Brochus, it's Masbid very, very, Amkus, I mean, and with his inyanim, it's in the Siddur, and not in the normal one. It's in the one that has Nigla Vinista and his Talmud. And first verse is Masvi Baruka. We're going to take out a Nakuda. We're going to take out an inyan that's Nagaya to us from that whole inyan. In the Matbeah's bracha, of Birchas Hanenin to Birchas Hamitzvah, there are two interesting nafkiminas. One is a tremendous nafkimina mitzad in yonei tzuris habrocha. The brocha of a birchas hanenin is brocha to Hashem elkeinu melech ha'olam b'yirei pri ha'etz. That's the tzur of the brocha. So we just HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any additions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech ha'olam, and then whatever it is, by your prayers, by your dhamma. Birchas HaMitzvah, we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaKadosh Hashem Keinu Melech HaOlam, Asher to the Shonu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivonu. If we're, all we're trying to say in the bracha is, just like in Birchas HaNenin, we're associating the Hano with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're saying this Kriya 8, that I'm being nana from is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I'm doing with that bracha. So in Birchas HaMitzvah, if Birchas HaMitzvah was just a way of expressing the thanks that a person has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with this mitzvah, like Bar Priyates, I should say, Baruch HaTah Hashem Elokei Melech HaOlam, Asher Tziva Alamilo. That's what it should say. It's very Asher Tziva Alamila. The Asher Kitshonu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivanu Alamila is an insert. We're adding something to the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaKadosh Hashem Kamal Ha'ilam. And now, on the first half of the bracha, we're adding Asher Kitshonu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivanu Al Netil Sedayim. Or whatever it is. Alamila. The addition of Asher Kitshonu B'mitzvoysav is a tremendous shinyum at Be'a Loshen. It's the whole thrust of the brach is different. Another nafkimina, the guy doesn't mention it, but it's in line with the inyanim, that he's in Birchas Hanenin, there is no doubt that a person has to make the bracha beforehand. The whole rationale behind the bracha is Adam. So certainly the bracha is made beforehand. In Birchas HaMitzvah it's a chiddush. How do you know that Birchas HaMitzvah are oivel asiyasam? So we learn it from a pasuk. We don't learn it from a pasuk. We learn from a pasuk what oivel asiyasam is. But oivel asiyasam is a chiddush in Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's a davar pashut. It's an aleph base. It's more aleph. It's the shirish in Birchas HaNem. The Gemara says, how do you know you have to make a bracha? The Gemara says, before, and it's a Shemai Shai Hashem, and then it's Ratzah Shemai Adam, it's like Me'ilah, V'chulu. There it's Pashat, you have to do it beforehand, because you're Moyel if you don't do it after. So you have two dafkiminas between the Olam HaBracha, in brachas between mitzvahs and Berchas HaNenu. If when a person in the oilam of rishus, in the oilam of hanor, if a person has hanor, if a person takes hanor, it's before the bracha Shema Yisrael Hashem, also as an adam. It's the chibur of a noisin and a mekabel ends at the kabbalah. In other words, someone gives me something, so the etzem moment of giving is a moment of chibur, and then when I take it and I eat it, it's gone. I was hungry. Someone gave me a piece of bread. So in the nesinas of the bread, there's a point of contact, and then it becomes mine. Now that the bread is mine, I'm sitting eating my own bread, and from minute to minute, I have a little bit less akaras hatov. I'm a little bit more insensitive to akaras hatov. That's midas. But mitzad the etzem inyan, we started out as nefrodim. You had bread, I didn't. There was a moment of chibur when you gave me bread, and then it's gone. More than that, the chibur was from a noisin to a makabel. The tzura of chibur of a noisin makabel means that you gave me something, and that's a moment of chibur, but it's opposite ends of the chibur. In other words, you're coming at it as a noisin, I'm coming at it as a makabel. For instance, I interest you in giving money to a very important cause. I need money. So we're shutfim, but opposite ends. You became a noisin, I became a kabel, and it's a shutfis, but the etzem were always nefrodim in the shutfis. You're the noisin, I'm the makabel. That is a tzura of all inyani rishus in this world. Hashemayim shemayim lashem, like it says. That's the sheirush of it. Va'aretz nasam be'adam, and then when it comes over to aretz, it's living adam. At the moment of contact, there is a chibur, there's a akar, there's a chibur, and there's a relationship of mekabel to nisim, and that's it. But that split moment, b'zel, it's never more than a second. The chibur is as long as it takes to be mavir reshus from one world to another world. That's the moment of contact. In mitzvahs, first of all, it says it in the Sfarim, it's not that the Goyin only bringing, means that the etzem, in the world of mitzvahs, there are two ways to look at it. One of them is almost like a karsis. And to understand that mitzvahs is the opposite direction, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholem is a chaser, and I'm being memale, that's kemat kfira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the mitzvahs, wants the mitzvahs, I'm doing the mitzvahs for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on his behalf, to him. All those in Yonim, where ke'ilu, it's a reverse relationship with Berchus HaNenen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us by your pe'eitz, and we give him back tzitzis. That's wrong. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, mikidmani v'ashalim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'chititanli, what do I have out of it? There is no such musik of giving takarish baruch hu. The oilam of mitzvahs is that akarish baruch hu, the person is mischabe himself to akarish baruch hu and becomes a yada richt of akarish baruch hu. Just like lemoshel, let's take an example. There's a power source, there's a heater, and there's a person who's cold. So between the person that's cold and the heater, it's a place in the kabul. I'm cold, I need heat, the heater radiates heat, and I get it. That's a relationship. The heater and the electric current, when the heater becomes mechuba to the current, it becomes a yada richta and becomes one hemshin. When in the chibur of oilam of rishus of Berchus HaNenen, that chibur is a chibur of noisin and mekabel, and in that chibur the person becomes a mushpa from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mashpia, and there is a mushpa, and that is a chibur. But the chibur is never more than an instant of transfer of what the mashpia is going to mashpia to the mushpa. In the world of mitzvahs, a person becomes a chelek of the hashpa onto the bria. The fact that the person is mashpia on the world toif, the fact that the person is mechaber himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he becomes, the world of mitzvahs is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs something, and I can, even if I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Chas V'Shalom, he really needs, but it's Ki'ilu he needs it, and Ki'ilu I'm giving to him, that's again a nice mechaber relationship. The real relationship of Olam HaMitzvahs is that the person becomes a hemshech, a yada, a richtek of yachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word mitzvah itself should be tzivui. The word tzivui, I mean the commandment is a tzivui. And there's tzivuyim. Where does the word mitzvahs come from? It should be tzivui and tzivuyim. Tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chassidish of Altair, the word mitzvah is always taken from the word tzafsa. The word tzafsa means chibur. Lehav tzafsa lacherim. It means things that are mechubur together. Like a modern language, tzevet is a staff, a crew. Any chibur of people is the lashon tzevet tzivui. So mitzvahs are tzivuyim, but the tzivuyim, not the tzura, like where you're telling me what to do, and then I'm doing it for you. But Arab, there's a chibur in line of what we said before. It's the person is mischavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he doesn't see it as I'm on the giving side and you kaviyochal are on the receiving side and I'm giving you. I'm becoming your yada richter into the olam ha'maaseh. That's the lashon of a mitzvah. That's what a mitzvah is. Therefore, when a person makes a bracha in Berachas HaMitzvah, the only prat the only prat that he's focusing on the Hanon. Nothing else happens. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You are Kadosh Baruch Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And then the what about that? The Kadosh Baruch has everything. But it creates. You have the apple. And that's it. That's the bracha. Every Berachas HaMitzvah is Asher Kitshonu B'mitzvoisa V'tzivoni. Every single Berachas HaMitzvah is the fact that I became a Yada Richter Kaviyach V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, except for different functions. But the Etzem Bracha is Asher Kitshonu B'mitzvoisa V'tzivoni. That's the Etzem Atzias Bracha. And it's deliberately, the Goyen says, but the Goyen says the Asher of Asher Kitshon Mitzvahisav, the word Asher is a strange, very strange word in Hebrew. It's a grammatical construct of Hebrew. It's a conjunction. It's the Hebrew conjunction is Asher. Who, that, which. Asher is used as a conjunction between a phrase and something else. The one who did that, who, you know, Zesha also this and this. The Asher is a phrase that's mechaber to halakim. The Goyen says that the mocker for the being Asher in the Bria lies in Erke. In the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shemes that he said was Erke Asher Erke. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Sheirish that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a Chibur that Kaviyachol is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eke Asher Eke means that something can become this Chaber and carried out. I can't be mad. The way the Goyen learns of the Etzem of Eke Asher Eke means the Sheirish Mitzad, the Chochmos Yisburach, is the first Eke, meaning when a person says, I will do it, and he does it, in fact, so you have the stage of where he thought about it and where he carried it out. The first Eke is the stage where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, was Geyser it, was Chachmas, was Moilid it, and the second Eke is when it actually got done. And the Eke HaShekhe means that there's a Chibur between those two. For a person has an idea, and then when it happens, there's a lot of water that flowed under the bridge. A person can't say there's a direct Chibur. I thought about doing something, I had a plan today. Then it became bottled. Then someone else revived it. Then I found a different way to do it. Then I got someone to sponsor it. Then someone rejected it. There's a lot of Harvey Kulin between here and where it's done. So the chibur is not a real chibur. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a complete chibur. But the Goyen Shtol's sued this Asher Tasha Gitshon Mitzvayso. In other words, the Alekeinu Melech HaOlam is in Berchas Hanenin is Alekeinu Melech HaOlam completely a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bayre Priya Eitz, and then where after that in Kaviyachol by Berchas HaMitzvus there's Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Melech HaOlam. And then there's a chibur, tasha kitshonu b'mitzvoyis of v'tzivanu, and then the mitzvah comes after we stepped in the middle, we're between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the asiyas haMitzvah. That is where we're coming in. Let's go back. Let's understand our inyan. The olam, there are two halakim. There are two poles of in Olam HaMaisa. One pole is past, root, cause and effect. In other words, why is it that some people have what they eat, some people don't have what they eat? They worked harder, they're on better land, they have different resources. Whatever reasons there are why this person has, why these people have. So, in the olam of this world, there is cause and effect that explains where something came from and why it got to a certain matzah. That's where science comes in. That's where seichel comes in, and that's where chukas sichlius come in. Then there's another shaila: what's the right thing to do with a piece of bread? Should I keep it for myself? Should I give it to poor people? Should I do this? How shall I organize society? What is the right way to do something? All of those shailas belong not to the area of science. They don't belong to the area of seichel in the sense of rational, in the sense that we're talking about. There are different chum. We call it philosophy. It makes no difference. It's a different chum. There are no clear-cut cause and effect. It's not cause and effect. It's a different, it's where you're going to. So anything in the world that takes you from the Sheirish to where you are is cause and effect. History is size that sense, being choike v'teirish, what caused what. And if I do, and if I have all the seichel, I could figure out what caused what. What should be, in the sense, what will be when it's forced, when a scientist predicts what will be, he's really telling us the other. What? How much heat there is in this body and how much energy it takes to get out. How much is that? I can tell you what will happen. It's not what will happen, it's what happened. But when I tell you real future, Mayasa Adam V'toiv, those are in Yanim that have no shaykhis to Tfis of Seichel and so on and so forth. The Olam of Mishpat is a Tfisa of Sheirish. It's those are Tfisas. And that's why Kibud Av Ve'Eim is the most, even though it's a so-called religious mitzvah, but it belongs to the world of Mishpat, because the world of Mishpat is that, where did it come from? If a person is honest and acknowledges that whatever I have came from the Sheirish, which are my parents, so the Teichin of the mitzvah is a sichlius that it's going back to the Sheirish, that the person saying, these be'etzim, I'd be a liar if I would deny my parents' share in what I have. They gave me this, they gave me this, they gave me this, and be'etzim, they gave me my whole self. So definitely nothing forces a person to the kibbut aveim, but mitzat olam ha-seichel, that mitzvah has a mitzias in olam of seichel and of mishpat. That's kibbut aveim. Shabbos is the mitzvah of where to go to. Shabbos is the tachlis of the Bria. Tachlis Maisha Shemayim Baretz. Shabbos is Keneged Olam Haba. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Nuchai Lamim. Shabbos is the Misha Torah B'Erev. Shabbos Yerichol B'Shabbos. Shabbos is what am I going to do with all my tircha? Shabbos is where is it all headed to? That's the inyan of Shabbos. That Lechura does not belong in the Olam of Mishpat. It's not Noel Mishpat, belongs in that Olam of Chayt. So someone comes along and says it would be a very noble thing if you would use all your resources to help people. Somebody else comes along, it would be a noble thing if you would keep it for a rainy day. It would be a right thing if you do that. Those are all, that whole world is a world of towards tachlis. And that has no makam. Mishpat and seichel in that sense has no makam over there. That is ke'ilu two different inyanim of oilam, of the oilam ha mitzvahs. And inyanim b'chlal, how everything splits up. There's a deeper, now let's go back to the Chazal. Admelech, when he's Geizer Gzeira, then when he's Geizer Gzeira, suffik if he does it, if not, he'll get someone else to do it. Not so HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two types of Sivuyim. If I tell somebody, could you go get me something? So the pshat is, I don't have it. I'm lazy to do it myself. I tell you to do it. Or I can, you know, it's something that I could also do, but lemaisa, it's something that's awaiting, something that has to be done. There are sometimes things that I'm geizer, because that's my etzem mitzias. I am somebody who doesn't like smoking, I can't stand the smoke, and therefore I say nobody should smoke around here. So certainly I'm going to be mekayimet, because that gezeira is not being memala chisorin that I have, but rather it's me, it's an expression of myself. So Chazal tell us that in all the mitzvahs, and Shabbos is especially where this is said, this is why Chazal Amayrach on Shabbos over there in Shmois. Shabbos is not the pshat, it's a noble goal to head to, it's a future, it's a utopia of where to head to. It's be'etzem the sheirish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those chelik, that chelik of mitzvahs, we don't have it as a cause and effect, but be'etzem, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing Ritzoyin and Chochmosei. The person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad Chochmosei Yisbarach, Shabbos is a mitzias. And therefore, it's not only the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gracious enough to keep the mitzvahs, like Lahavdol, like it says by by Parai, that Parai put a brick to said, hey, I'm also working, everybody should work like me. That's not the mahalach of the Chazal, that because Baruch also keeps mitzvahs so that we should do it. There is such a mahalach. It says by in Sukkah, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Hashem Soini Gezel Boila, that Bimeni Yilmud Abriyas. There is a Bimeni Yilmud Abriyas, but it's much deeper than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first one to do it, because all mitzvahs are be'etzem, they're an expression of Ritzoyne Yisparach. Not Ritzoyne in the sense that somebody wants something, somebody's memalas chisar. But this is his mitzias. And since Ritzoyne is that everybody should be of that mitzias, so b'meila, when a person does a mitzvah of that type, he's being mischaba to that ratzon. So the oilam of choyk, is an oilam of, the oilam of chayk is an oilam where we mezgala that be'etzim, what we're doing is not something that is a sheresh. It's not something that it's to head to strive to. It's grabbing on to something that's there already. The paraduma also exists already. It's not something, Shabbos is not the pshat that it's something to strive to. Shabbos is the pshat because the teichim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is menucha and chayei lamim, and the meila olam haba is not what comes afterwards where olam haza is going to take us to. Olam haba came first, and ki b'kor Hashem tzur olam, and the yud is the bria of olam haba, and hey is the bria of olam haza. Olam haba is there first, and olam haza is a hemshech of it. The hemshech of how to get there is through olam haza. But what a person is doing is he's grabbing on to the etzim ratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's happening over here. So you have choyk and mishpat, two worlds. Mishpat is kibur av ve'eim, because kibur av ve'eim mitzad the teichin and mitzvah, it's going back to what was. Choyk is something that's going to ke'ilu, it's an asidus, ke'ilu to something that's not muchat mitzad what was. The reason why it's a chayik is because the way we call it a chayik is because it's not mukhrach. So you know, some is saying a whim. Everybody should wear a blue shirt. Why? That nobody should walk out when it's dangerous outside. That's a mishpat because it's there already. In other words, the conditions outside are dangerous and something might happen before us. So that's already an ava. A chayik is something which, why not? It could be this, it could be that way. You want to do something, but it's not there already. So the elementary tefillah and chayik and mishpat is that they're both going in different directions. The pnimis of tefillah in chayik is that it's the deeper gili of mishpat. It's a deeper type of mishpat. And bozeh v'limid al zeh. The Rabbi Yaakov pointed out once, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the Torah says on murder. Murder to us is probably the biggest mishpat we could think of. It's so partial. I mean, there isn't anyone that could possibly sanction murder. There's the Lashaf is Chayim L'Cholberi, Lashaf is Chayim L'Cholberi. But the pasuk says Shefech Dam Odom Vodom Yishafech Doma Yishafech Ki Betzelim Alekim Oses Odom. That was the Torah was Mamshich into Olam Mishpat. Also, that the Pnimius is Ki Betzelim Alekim. The Chayik teaches us that the Pnimius of Mishpat is also the Elikus that's been there already. It starts. We understand the elementary understanding of Ritzicha is 5,000 years. In other words, within the Bria, there is a need for people to remain alive. It's what everybody most wants. And if one person will kill another person, Leshafte Chai L'Choberia. So B'meila, respect for life is the most important thing. But once a person either has a Mitzara Kadosh Baruch Hu, either has a much deeper Shoyos in Mishpat as well. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Chukov Mishpat Yisrael, Esech Chayin Chol Goy, U'Mishpatim Bal Yidorum Haluka. The Chiddush is not on Choyk. Goyim don't have Choyk. That's true. So that would be said Chukov Loitziva Yisrael. But in Mishpatim, even though the Olam and Mishpat, Umas Olam have a Mokam in Olam and Mishpat, but Bal Yidorum HaKadosh Baruch Hu made no kesher with Umas Olam and the Olam Mishpat, and it he sees everything mitzad the world. It makes sense, and it does make sense mitzad the world b'nei obeyed. It makes sense. So that's his mitzias. Mishpatim by Yidom is that Akharish Baruch Hu doesn't know Umas Olam's mishpat. They keep themselves. They do their mishpat. It's very nice. The for us Chayik brings us back the. Was Zev Lomer Al Zed that the Pnimius of Mishpat is also the Tehem Shadas Alekim. In Tzidil Meir, let's bring the quiz together. In the Akadosh Baruch Hu divided up Chayik and Mishpat. It's not the Pshat, just a convenient way to divide up mitzvahs. Chukim Mishpatim are a division of the Mitzias of mitzvahs, and the Olam of Choyk is Megala. The Olam of Choyk is the Pshat that a person declares himself as being Shluch Rachmana. It's the Chelik of Mitzvahs. Mishpat on the first glance, or those types of things on the first glance, is we're doing something good for us, and we're offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a way a person pays HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel. Which is like the tour of Kabbani, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to bring for Him and to give to Him. That's the Shitchistic Tefillah in those young. And in that Inyan, in that world, the Chibur is limited. In as much as a person is himself, and as much as a person, the point of contact is only at the moment of contact. When I do the mitzvah, when the mitzvah is done, and I was Mekayim Tkiyah Shofar, that's when there's a point of contact. I was mekayim what you said. That's the point of contact. That is the olam of mishpat, and the archetype for it is kibud av v'eim, because kibud av v'eim is a tzura of it's a tzura of past of sheirish of being marked the emes mizan sheirish, and that's shaykh to this world. That's an emes that shaykh to this world, as I understand it, and that's why it brings out Mishpat. Choyk is a different is a deeper mahalach. Choyk deals with those in Yonim that seem to be focused for tomorrow. And Shabbos is the archetype. Shabbos is the only mitzvah. You know, Chazal darish a lot of mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands up for a zokin, and other minyanim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvah, so to speak. But those are not mefurish in the pasuk as such. Mefurish in the pasuk as such is by Shabbos. That the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Shabbos is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. The oilam of choik is that there is a part of the bria, a mitzvah in the bria that's a little deeper, but that's there already. And those are the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the inyanim of HaLikus that are in the bria. And once he does that, he understands, he goes back again and understands that the sheirish of Mishpat is also the same thing. It's a whole different mahalach of avodah. When a person does a mitzvah and he sees it as a one-point offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fine, it's a good thing. You put on tefillin, you put on tzitzis, fine, those are very nice things. I did something for you, kaviyachol. But the real deher in mitzvahs is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malbish, the lashon of the guy in the lashon he brings is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malbish, a person with a ruach of kedusha. When he uses bechir do mitzvah, but a person when he does a mitzvah, the etzim becomes mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad asiyas mitzvah. And that's why the bracha could have been later, because it's a different type of bracha. It's a bracha that the person is, it's not that he got something, because once you get it, it's gone. It's the etzim asiyah of the mitzvah, the person does it shluch rachmanit. And when somebody does it as a shliach, then the person, shluch shalom kemoiseh, the person is a yad arichte kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous, it takes the focus off the just the accomplishment of the mitzvah, but the etzim asiyah, the thing, the etzim asiyah of the mitzvah itself, the person is nischabet to the sheirish. And that's why the imek of the bracha is that in Birchas Hanenin, it's a recognition that we got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, that's the hakara. It's more than a thank you, just hakara. Fine, that's the person. In Olam of Mitzvahs, a person that has that as he picks up the as he's mechaber the tefillin to put on himself. Then Ashekishonu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivonu means that the etzem mitzvah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechabos with the mitzvah, and the mitzvah ma'isis k'shasma is the end of the bracha. That's already the hemshich. The ikka bracha of Birchas Mitzvah is that Ashekishonu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivonu. So in the olam, in the whole olam of Choyk, and especially in Torah, it's called. Even where a person is sometimes distressed when he doesn't feel in the accomplishment of it that he got it. The person did a mitzvah, it's not perfect, it never really got done. He tried to help somebody and was rejected, the chesed didn't get done. He tried to do the mitzvah, it was kacha kacha. In learning more than anything else, there's this inyan of where a person is omul, and everybody knows as much as a person works hard in inyan, so good everything, there's always plenty of loose ends left. Very hard ever to have satisfaction that I wrapped it up and it's complete and that's snug. But understanding and a Torah where the huge chelik of man's endeavors lies in not having the maskana, but in being omul and getting the maskana, it makes it a lot easier when a person understands that the alos that a person lies that while he's doing a mitzvah, as soon as he starts doing the mitzvah, the minute he's machlit to do it, he starts doing it, the person becomes a shekichon of mitzvah, the person becomes a chibur and a yad arichta v'kadosh baruch hu.